a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, where we broadcast wild sounds from across the oceans, at least across the oceans from Vancouver, where I'm sitting right now. That's where this show is based, but is available, of course, anywhere you might be listening online at www.citr.ca. But not only sounds from Australia, also sometimes New Zealand and plenty of Canadian music as well. And today is no exception, but that's in the second half of the show. I always start out the show with older Australian music. I love to educate listeners in North America about sounds they may not have heard, and it would take a long time, a lot of effort to hunt these sounds down if you didn't grow up with some of this music. And this band, I think I'm about to play, definitely fits under that category. Very little known about this band, I'd say, in North America, but they're highly significant in Australia. And the band is called Tumbleweed, and I'd like to be playing this on a more happy note, but I'm actually playing the music of Tumbleweed today as somewhat of a tribute, because there was a shock announcement on the page, fan page on Facebook the other day, that a member of the band passed away suddenly. At a very young age, his name was Jay Curley, and he was the much-loved bass player of Tumbleweed. Very sad news. This is the first band I ever saw growing up, and they changed me overnight. I think they were the first band that really made me love rock and roll. They were just one of those really special bands that seemed to come along maybe once every decade or so, that seemed to sum everything up. You know, I think the sort of band that people hear and they can hear almost the whole of rock and roll history in it. They were just a fantastic group of guys from Wollongong, New South Wales. It's a town on the eastern seaboard. It's an industrial town. And this band formed in 1990, and what was special about them? Well, I mean, they were just a fantastic rock band with a great sense of history and a fantastic sound. So like a real paid homage to garage rock, the garage rock roots of the 60s, but with a fantastic, more contemporized stoner rock sound and fantastic Zeppelin, more Sabbathy riffs on the guitar. There's a good description here. Ian McFarlane, an Australian musicologist, described the group as the ultimate stoners band of the 1990s. From within a post-psychedelic underground haze that evoked the spirit of 1969, they came on with lashings of fuzz-drenched wah-wah guitar riffs, hard-driving beats, languid vocal melodies, and more hair than any band had a right to possess. They really had it all. And the singer, he had just great melodic sense. He loved his Beatles. So it's a perfect combination of like guitarists who love their Sabbath, and they're very, very heavy riffs, and a singer that's really into Beatles and psychedelia. They were just amazing. And it's very sad to hear that Jay Curley died. His brother was also in the band, the main guitarist, who plays a Mosrite guitar. Lenny Curley, and Jay Curley was his brother, and he just died. So I'd really love to play some music from Tumbleweed today, some of their older music. They did reform. What's even more tragic is that they reformed just 3 or 4 years ago and have been playing steadily and have recorded a new album. So their whole second, phase of their career has been, well, it looks like cut short. Who knows if they'll continue with a new bassist? Very, very shocking. It's always sad to hear when something like this happens. But I hope you enjoy the music I'm going to play for you today. This band is really, really special to me. These first two tracks, I mean, I remember when a friend handed me this EP, and it's like nothing I'd ever heard at that time from where I was living in Australia. So here we go. Let's get into some music from 1992. So they put out a couple of EPs there very early in the career. I'm going to play you an instrumental first up called Fritz, And that's going to be followed by a song called Carousel. So this is a band from Wollongong, New South Wales, called Tumbleweed. And this is a tribute to Jay Curley, the bass player of the band, who died very suddenly just a matter of days ago. You're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We'll be right back.
Who got the bright idea we could make it if we all had the same kind of hair?
I did. Hank, you have flips. How can we all grow the same kind of hair?
I know. We'll go to a hair expert. Come with me. I want you to meet a friend.
Okay.
Let's go.
Mr. Giuseppe, since you know so much about hair, can you help us?
Sure, Angie. I'd be glad to help. What do you want to know?
We need a gimmick so we can become stars. Hank thought if we all had long hair the same color, we could make it. How long will it take to grow long hair?
Let me see. It's 2 inches now. Your hair will grow half an inch a month. Yep, in 12 months, you'll have long hair.
Oh, Mr.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again. My name is Matt, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And I've always loved this band very, very much. They're the very first live band I ever saw in Canberra. The band called Tumbleweed, very special band. I learned so much about the history of rock and roll through this band. I think a lot of, you know, real music lovers, this hits them in a moment where they find a band that they can sort of go down the rabbit hole with and learn about the history. So that last song we played there was a cover that they did of Mr. Pharmacist. It was a real live favorite for them. And of course, it's a garage rock classic by a band called The Other Half, and it was on the Nuggets compilation, which, you know, chronicled all the fantastic garage rock, original garage rock music. So I remember listening to that EP with that B-side and thinking, wow, this is all about the 60s, and I'm learning all about it. It was really special for me, and I'm sure many other young people in Australia. And again, I'm visiting this band today because, tragically, the bass player from the band, Jay Curley, died just a matter of days ago. Very, very sad news. And it's said here on the website, it's with deep sadness that we inform everyone of a great loss in the Tumbleweed family. Our brother, friend, and bass player, Jay Curley, passed away suddenly in his home yesterday. We're still shocked by the news of his death, and we hope that people will remember him for his music, his big heart, and his total dedication to rock and roll. Yeah, as I said, amazing band, and just hit at the right time there in the early 90s when alternative rock was taken off. So they had really got a big sort of tailor-made audience in Australia right at the right time, and they formed, you know, again, at that crucial moment, they picked up the support slot for Nirvana when they toured. So they were definitely at the right place at the right time. And Mark Arm from Mudhoney even recorded one of their early singles, produced it. So let's get back into the music, the early period of Tumbleweed. First up, you're going to hear a song called Acid Rain. And on the group's Facebook page, they posted this one and said that it was one of Jay's songs. So I didn't know that. I'm not sure how much of it he wrote. But it is it's a lovely little ballad. They don't really do many of the ballad-type songs. So I always enjoyed it. It's called Acid Rain. And up after that are two of their more heavy, well-known singles, Sundial and Daddy Longlegs. Here it is. This is the Mighty Tumbleweed from Wollongong, New South Wales.
Trying forever and a day, I'll find the time to have my say. The river runs and flows by my way. If I try
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. No guests today. We're having a bit of a break. You can find all of our past interviews, though, if you're keen. Especially last week's was fantastic, too. We had a number of contributors to the compilation of Vancouver music called Love Is My Alibi. And there was some live music here in the studio. You can catch that and many other interviews at ozstrandedradio.com. That's our blog. And we have some record reviews on there as well. So there we go. Three more tracks from Tumbleweed. Fantastic band, a real favorite of mine. The early period of the band. That last song was from 1993. It was a classic single, probably the most well-known song. Such a classic track that's called Daddy Long Legs. And before that was Acid Rain and then Sundial, both from the debut record, which came out in 1992. So again, I'm revisiting this band because tragically, Jay Curley, bass player of the band, died just a few days ago. There's no real details that have been released about what happened, but yeah, it's very sad. And I said earlier that was the first live band I ever saw. And they broke up in, I think it was around 1998. And there was a really fascinating story where they kind of broke up through internal tensions and things, you know, something happened and half the band didn't like the other half and that was it. And then years and years went by. And then one day the singer Richie was sitting in a cafe in Wollongong, and I think it was Paul, the guitarist, sat right next to him, and they didn't really realize it. Looked, and there he was, face to face. I hadn't spoken in 5 years or something at least. And they healed their differences right there on the spot and decided to reform the band really quickly, and it happened. And they've had a successful run of touring in the last few years and put out a brand new record. So maybe I'll get to that in another show. I just wanted to give you a taste of the classic period Tumbleweed first up as a tribute to Jay Curley. So that'll be coming up. I'll play some more of the new Tumbleweed later on because they're such a fabulous band. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, all about Australian and Canadian music, of course. So I think it's time to play some brand new Australian music. Brand new music from a band called Twerps. And amazingly, they have signed to American label Merge Records. So they are from Melbourne, where, of course, a lot of fantastic rock music comes from. To get signed to Merge is a pretty big deal. That's the same label as Superchunk, M Ward, The Arcade Fire, Neutral Milk Hotel. I can't imagine many Australian bands get a chance to get on that label. So let's see what all the fuss is about. They had a debut self-titled album in 2011, which picked up a lot of, obviously, a lot of interest in this part of the world, in North America. And Merge describes the Twerps as cheeky, charming, touchingly direct international pop champions. So let's hear a track from the brand new EP called Underlay with a track called Hypocrite. This is from Twerps, out on Merge Records.
You woke up on the wrong side of the room. I didn't know what to do. Then again, you had moved on your own. It came time, and you made me numb.
Hey, hey, all you Bandy McBanders. Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your three-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at citr.ca.
And we're back here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And three bands there from Melbourne, starting out with Twerps, who have just been signed to Merge Records in the United States. It's huge news for them. The EP is called Underlay, and I played for you a track there called Hypocrite. And the other two Melbourne bands I played for you there were UV Race, with a song called Malaria, from their record Greatest Hits Volume 2. And then finally, Dick Diver, with a song called Through the D, from a record called New Start Again, and that's a little older, that's from 2011. So keeping with the indie pop kind of theme, let's play for you three local bands from Vancouver who are playing this weekend at, well, these three bands are all playing at three different places. First up, a band called We Found a Lovebird. They're playing at the Fairview Pub on Saturday, August 30th, for the International Pop Overthrow thing that they have every year. I guess it's a festival that they have every year. International Pop Overthrow, that's what it's called. A lot of great bands on the bill, including this one, We Found a Lovebird. And after that, we're going to play for you Tough Age and OK Vancouver OK. And I'll tell you where they're playing after we play the songs. Here we go. You're on Stranded.
I'm worried that I won't make it, and I'm worried they're not gonna take it. I bluff my way into the big time, and now I've got to deliver. I bluff my way into the big time, and now I've got to
lately, won't you with me? better get a start. The clouds will soon depart, or the way she looks at me. She'll use handsaws and I'll makeshift hammers, or gnaw on the trunk of the tree like the beavers do. Building away, away, away. Hot pie. Building away, away, away. Building away, away, away. Building away, 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 away. We get so behind planning fall in the springtime. We get so behind planning spring in the summer. So behind trying to outlive our mother. We get so behind trying to outlive our father. Building away, away, away. Building away, away, away. Building away, 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 away.
Lenny of Mass Grave, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Now, those are three bands that you can catch in Vancouver. If you happen to be listening here in Vancouver, where I'm broadcasting this show, we found a Lovebird. The song I played was called Shiver, and they're playing at the International Pop Overthrow Festival. They're playing at the Fairview Pub on Saturday night. In the middle there was Mint Records band Tough Age. They're playing at the Victory Square Block Party, which is a big party down there on West Hastings Street at Victory Square that the CITR radio hosts each year. They have a lot to do with organizing that. And on the same day, just across the road, David Love Jones, his record store called Vinyl Records, he's having some bands play on the same day. That's a really great idea that you can be out there at Victory Square enjoying the sun, enjoying the bands. Maybe you want to go inside for a while, browse some records, you'll see some music. Still, you can't escape it. Real favorite of this show, OK Vancouver OK, they're playing. I'm really excited to hear that. I'll be getting down there for sure tomorrow afternoon at Vinyl Records. And I just discovered that they have a brand new track on the internet. It's a teaser for a record called Influences, which will be out for purchase in November. And there'll be 500 vinyl copies of it. And I play a few of the track you can find online called Building Away. It's OK Vancouver OK. The very prolific Jeff Johnson and his partner on drums. And a bass player, a fabulous female bass player whose name escapes me right now. But I will find out, and we'll be playing some more music from OK Vancouver OK in the coming months. Another band that's playing at the Victory Square Block Party tomorrow is the Shilohs, a really good rock band that's been working very hard in Vancouver and has been getting attention from outside the city as well. Great bunch of guys. Let's play for you the first track off their self-titled album. It's called Student of Nature. Here's the Shilohs.
And papers. She's half a page in the New York Times. It's so easy.
My room, mental heavy in my head. No, I won't go with those girls come, all the girls go. I know your type, I guess I fit that role. I should, cause I've seen the damage done. There's something so cool to your casualness. It kills me to know I'm the casualty in this. I should run, cause I've seen the damage done. Every now and then, when I look in your eyes, nothing's looking back, not to my surprise. You're cold, you're cold. I used to believe in love at first sight. I was so naive to not see lust is a fight. Swore you're different, guess I'm not the only one. You've got the nerve to tell yourself they're bitter when you're through. You've got the nerve to tell yourself it's all about what you do. I should, cause I've seen the damage done. Every now and then, when I look in your eyes and nothing's looking back, not to my surprise, you're cold, you're cold, you're cold.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
You're tuning into Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You might be listening online at citr.ca, or you could possibly be listening to the podcast, which you can find along with the other podcasts, 200-odd, on the blog. It's ausstrandedradio.com. You can go there anytime. And first up there was the Shilohs with a track from their self-titled album. It's the first track on the record. And after that was Chains of Love with Misery Makers Volume 1 and the track Enough for Tonight, another great Vancouver band. And finally, Megan Nash. Now, she is a singer-songwriter from Saskatchewan. And I'm actually, I have a family connection to her. And my aunt from Regina messaged me on Facebook, kind of a last-minute thing. She said, Matt, Megan is in town in Vancouver. You should go and see her. And I did. I went down to the Railway Club, and she played in the side room there. And it was fantastic. Wonderful tunes. She lives in a very small town in Saskatchewan. The room there at the Railway Club was filled with a lot of Saskatchewan expats. And it was really quite fabulous. I introduced myself, and that's really great. So we'll keep in touch and see what music comes down the pipeline from her. That was a track called Damage Done. So let's keep it with Saskatchewan then. There's a band that I've been drawn... been drawn to my attention called the Deep Dark Woods, thanks to Jamison from The Good in Everyone. He's told me all about these guys. They're from Saskatoon, I believe, and apparently these guys are like on the road like all the time, like 300 days of the year or something ridiculous like that. It's a really good road hardened band, and this song is called 18th of December. It's from a record called Jubilee.
I did not mean to leave you out for that. You won't forget. cup, just wishing to be just lost on the road or lost in a dream with you by my side and towns on the radio just singing something about waiting for the day. Someday you'll wake up and know the pain I've been feeling. You'll pack your bags and go with no words to say and nowhere to go. Just something about having to make it on your own. Just wishing to be just lost on the road or lost in a dream with you by my side and towns on the radio just singing something about waiting for the day. Singing something about waiting for the day. I just heard. Everything I had planned is destined to fall, and I know it's my fault, so I can't complain when you ain't got the strength.
fight, you have to fall to the pain. But has anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? They can let me. I had a heart, it lost the beat. Now I'm living life on my hands and knees. Who am I to try and shift the blame when you ain't got the strength to fight? You have to fall to the pain. But has anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? They can live. Anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? Has anybody got some hope? They can lend me. Maybe all I need is time.
This is Ben from Gravemaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Not too much longer of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. David Love Jones is up next with African Rhythms. So, some beautiful music there. Let's see what we had. First up was The Deep Dark Woods with a song called 18th of December. They're from Saskatchewan. As is Zachary Lucky, the second person we played, with a song called Woke Up from his record, The Ballad of Losing You. Really wonderful, stark acoustic music. As was the third track by a guy called Matthew Collin. Now, here's an interesting thing. So I mentioned before that I went along to see Megan Nash play at the Railway Club. She is from Saskatchewan, and she had along to support her a few support acts, including Matthew Collin. And now, he is perfect for the show. He is an Australian guy living here in Vancouver making music. Almost perfect for this show. Tragically, he's leaving. He's literally flying back home in a matter of days. And I was, well, very happy to meet him, but also very sad, because if only I'd met him, you know, earlier, we could have had him on this show, you know, multiple times and had a great old thing and plugged his shows, and I didn't know he existed. But better late than never. You heard a track of his called Loner, L-O-A-N-E-R. And kind of good timing, because he is playing a farewell show at the Biltmore next Wednesday. I think I'll go to that. If I'm not working, I think it'll be fabulous. He is a really impressive guy, very strong songwriting. And he spoke, when he was up on stage, he spoke about the really great community of songwriters that he found here in Vancouver, a community I'm searching for. And I really do want to get him on the show before he leaves. I don't think it's possible to get him live because he's leaving in a week or so, but I'm going to do my best to get him down here to record an interview. If not, you know, we'll just have to do it on the phone when he's in Australia. But anyway, amazing to meet this guy, Matthew Collin. He's playing next Wednesday at the Biltmore in Vancouver, along with The Good in Everyone and Twin Bandit, also on that bill. Speaking of a bill, I'm playing myself actually at the Railway Club as well this Sunday night, if you're in Vancouver, along with two of my favorite musicians that I've had here as guests on the show. Zeb Pickett Duggan, he's playing some Irish folk music with his father. That's really cool. And then David Roy Parsons is playing, and he is a fabulous lyricist. Let's play another David Roy Parsons song. We've played lots of his music on the show. He is a Vancouver institution. He should be much more well known for his writing. Let's play a song of his right now. This is David Parsons playing on Sunday night at the Railway Club in Vancouver. And myself, a brand new budding songwriter, I'll be opening the night.
The mountain smoke, I wait in birth of the lava flowing and in melting earth. But here in the woods, I move without fear. Wake up when the skies are clear. Nothing could catch him skiing down those hills, but what, the rain wouldn't stop, avalanche will. Loons call from the lake where his body lies, still as I there's a meteorite shower tonight. There's a meteorite shower tonight.
Thanks very much for listening. My name's Matt. That's about all we have time for today. That's one last beautiful track there. David Roy Parsons, Meteorite Shower. I watched my very first meteorite shower just a matter of weeks ago, and that song popped into my head. And David is playing at the Railway Club this Sunday night in Vancouver, if you live here and you're listening here in Vancouver. And I'll be playing myself. I'm making music myself too, and I'll be singing some songs. So come on down if you're in town. That's all. Let's leave you with a brand new song I just saw pop up on the internet from Rose from Red Soul Blues, a local First Nations artist here in the city of Vancouver. Good night, and we'll catch you next week. This has been Stranded. Here's Red Soul Blues.
What I think, say, and feel.
Let the beer do the talking. Now you're busy now. I don't really care when, why, whom, or how. Where I go, you will not follow.
Folks, we're the Bitter Weed Draw.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brent Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Also on the web, CITR.ca in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, where we broadcast wild sounds from across the oceans, at least across the oceans from Vancouver, where I'm sitting right now. That's where this show is based, but is available, of course, anywhere you might be listening online at www.citr.ca. But not only sounds from Australia, also sometimes New Zealand, and plenty of Canadian music as well. And today is no exception, but that's in the second half of the show. I always start out the show with older Australian music. I love to educate listeners in North America about sounds they may not have heard, and it would take a long time, a lot of effort to hunt these sounds down if you didn't grow up with some of this music. And this band, I think I'm about to play, definitely fits under that category. Very little known about this band, I'd say, in North America, but they're highly significant in Australia. And the band is called Tumbleweed, and I'd like to be playing this on a more happy note, but I'm actually playing the music of Tumbleweed today as somewhat of a tribute, because there was a shock announcement on the page, fan page on Facebook the other day, that a member of the band passed away suddenly. at a very young age. His name was Jay Curley, and he was the much-loved bass player of Tumbleweed. Very sad news. This is the first band I ever saw growing up, and they changed me overnight, I think. I think they were the first band that really made me love rock and roll. They were just one of those really special bands that seemed to come along maybe once every decade or so, that seemed to sum everything up. You know, I think the sort of band that people hear, and they can hear almost the whole of rock and roll history in it. They were just a fantastic group of guys from Wollongong, New South Wales. It's a town on the eastern seaboard. It's an industrial town. And this band formed in 1990. And what was special about them? Well, I mean, they were just a fantastic rock band with a great sense of history and a fantastic sound. So like a real, paid homage to garage rock, the garage rock roots of the 60s, but with a fantastic, more contemporized stoner rock sound and fantastic Zeppelin, Sabbath-y riffs on the guitar. There's a good description here. Ian McFarlane, an Australian musicologist, described the group as the ultimate stoners band of the 1990s. From within a post-psychedelic underground haze that evoked the spirit of 1969, they came on with lashings of fuzz-drenched wah-wah guitar riffs, hard driving beats, languid vocal melodies, and more hair than any band had a right to possess.